Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm here to tell you about the week beginning Monday, the 9th of September, and ending on Sunday, the 15th of September. We have, actually, for this week, leading up to a lunar eclipse, which comes in Tuesday the 17th, the following week, one of the best pairing of days over a weekend that you could possibly wish for. And so we'll get to that at the end. But Monday, Mercury direct re-enters Virgo. It's up to speed now, and it will be passing the 4 degrees during the week on the 13th. So we'll be completely out of the retrograde experience and the looking at things from a different angle experience at that point. It's this week that we finally feel, all right, I think everything's back to normal. And normal would be a good idea because it's been kind of strange. And the moon in Scorpio on Monday is opposing retrograde Uranus and Taurus exact at 7:58 a.m. So if this is all Eastern Daylight time. So if you happen to be up, don't expect things to be under control. Some secrets may even be revealed then because Uranus is going to throw some kind of a shifting surprise at us. It can also be financial because both Scorpio and Taurus are signs of the financial realm. One being my stuff, that's Taurus, and our shared resource at Scorpio. So see what's going on. It can be something in the world, geophysical also, of course. But the moon in Scorpio will trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 11:07 a.m. So if you want to get your psychic download about what's going on, there it is. You've got that time. Get your card decks out, you know. Do a meditation, whatever works for you, and receive also spiritual wisdom and maybe some creative inspirations as well. Moon in Scorpio moves on to sextile retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 1:11 p.m. So this Scorpio going back to sextile, again, the ruler of Scorpio, in the sign of governments and corporations and things. There's so much going on out there right now. In fact, there was an incredible indictment that was reported Saturday morning that goes all the way back to the Mueller report. Remember him? If you're in the United States, if you don't remember the Mueller report, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, and how it got redacted out of any recognition. Well, somebody who's mentioned a lot, and it's not the former president, was indicted. And there were Russian connections, money laundering. This is the kind of thing that's going on now. The dirt is being dug up. And it has also a lot to do with a case that is going before another judge. It's a very intense time in the U.S., but it's an intense time everywhere. I mean, we'd love to know what's going on, but we really don't. That's one of the things I've learned, you know. People think they know because we listen to one person say something about something. But we don't always have the big picture. The big picture may start to arrive after the moon enters Sagittarius at 1:26 p.m., which is when we start expanding, right? But the first thing it does is square Mercury in Virgo at 2:50 p.m. Well, expansion and making sure everything on this list I have here is getting done, so they don't go together, you know. So it's frustrating for both the moon and Mercury during that time period. However, moon in Sagittarius is going towards a sextil to Venus in Libra. This is fun. This is delightful. This is where you can get into discussions about truth and the meaning of relationship and, you know, all that stuff. And it works really well. And that is a long energy. It doesn't come in exact until Tuesday at 6:48 p.m. So make the most of it. Get in touch with people that you want to have pleasant conversations and dialogues with, or, you know, I don't know about Mondays, evenings and stuff, but some places are open, some venues will be. Some of the things that are very popular with tourists, I noticed in this area, is they close on Tuesdays now, you know, so they catch the whole weekend and people getting back on Monday, and then, you know, Tuesday, it's just probably the slow day of the week, right? So you may find yourself having a lot of opportunities, but you'll have plenty of opportunities on Tuesday until 6:48 p.m. And then, unfortunately, Moon in Sag must square retrograde Saturn in Pisces, and that's just, you know, a bit over an hour. It is exact at 8 p.m., but now Sag deals with the naysayers. You've had such a great time. You've had such great conversations. You put it out there, and people go, no, I don't think so. Oh, what do you mean? That's not right. You know, that kind of stuff. Some people want to persist in low-frequency emotions. And, you know, everybody does it from time to time. But as we're in a very stressful, in the United States and elsewhere, time frame, it seems to be easier to lose the faith element, but it's so important to keep it, keep your own vision and high frequency. This is, you know, low frequency doesn't do anything for anyone or any situation. So, you know, remember that when you start to dip down, see if you can find a way to lift yourself back up. The moon will also square the sun in Virgo. It will come in at 2:06 a.m. exact on Wednesday, and this is when we enter the second quarter of the lunar phase. We're waxing in light, again, waxing to that full moon, that is the eclipse. And we'll definitely have a separate podcast for that. It's really a powerful moment, and that week we also have the Libra equinox and Venus entering Scorpio. So there's enough to speak about without having to deal with what happens when we shift to the full phase with the lunar eclipse. So now, in second quarter phase, Sun in Virgo is really ready to start working on that list of things to do, things to get, things to understand, so that the full moon can be a harvest also. Even if it's just, you know, the lunar eclipse has repercussions in relationships to people, places, issues. You know, this is not just romantic relationships. It's all kinds of relating, and we're coming into the realm of the Libra energy, which is about relationships. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more next time. So, but we can still build on things that we want to create to have a fruition at the full moon. And, you know, we may be looking at work issues. Again, it's the sun in Virgo. And health issues and pets and things like that. So we're striving toward in the second quarter of the lunar phase. 4:07 a.m. is the moon opposing Jupiter in Gemini. So, you know, you may be having a lot of expanded issues in your dreams, but not harmonious Now, the Sagittarius energy, as they have always said, sees the forest, and the Gemini energy is focusing on the trees. So this is the kind of thing that happens. You know, okay, you have all that, but what does it mean? That would be Sagittarius speaking to Jupiter and Gemini. The moon is, unfortunately, now going to have to do its square to retrograde Neptune in Pisces. It's going to be very different when the moon in Sagittarius is dealing with Neptune once it's in Aries. That's always going to be a trine. That's really going to be interesting. I look forward to that, actually. But the square to Neptune comes in at 8:21 p.m. on Wednesday evening. And this is where you could be in trouble traveling, definitely, due to issues of many kinds, weather, confusion, and even some toxicity is, you know, possible, infection, stuff like that. But Moon in Sag has a tendency in its natural square state to challenging, that is, to Neptune, or Neptune in Pisces, actually the Pisces energy, to be over-idealizing also. So you've got to be careful about what you're looking at and reading. You know, these fake memes that are going out to try to unseat your peace. You know, like, oh, God, no. You know, maybe not. Or, oh, that's wonderful. Maybe not. So just be aware of that. That's a Wednesday issue. Until the moon shifts into Capricorn at 10:38 p.m., Mercury gets to sextil Mars in Cancer at 11:42 p.m. So they're like working, you know, work on something in your house that evening. You've got the team ready for action. Unfortunately, the sun is going square Jupiter. Virgo, again, not having a great time with the overly chatty, also changing perceptions of Jupiter and Gemini. 6:53 a.m., that's going to come in, but the moon is heading towards the opposition to Mars in Cancer. 6:56 a.m. So there's something about an obstacle in being able to bring together the harmony of the home and family and feelings, emotional security, with some sort of authority out there. It may be happening in the world, but it may be happening in your life. You know, something is saying no. And Mars is angry. But the moon in Capricorn will trine Mercury in Virgo at 7:36 a.m. And things will seem to come back under control. The moon will move on. It won't get there on Thursday. We're on Thursday now. But it will eventually get to the helpful sextil to Saturn, also resonating to Capricorn, retrograde in Pisces. So there'll be some feeling of structure that can be relied upon, which is the problem that Saturn's having in Pisces. So it feels more support. It comes in exact at 2:53 a.m. on Friday. Don't even think about it. The date is September 13th. There is no meaning to Friday the 13th. You know, that's, you don't have to worry about it. Moon in Capricorn squares Venus in Libra at 7:30 a.m. So it's a nice wake-up call for those of us in the Eastern time zone. And for everyone, the next aspect is the harmony of the lights, as Moon in Capricorn trines the sun in Virgo until 1:01 p.m. And this begins our harmony inside as well as outside. I mean, it is in very practical earth signs, but that can be very helpful for you if you're trying to build something right now before the eclipse, right? The moon will move on to trine, retrograde Uranus and Taurus at 11:04 p.m. So again, Capricorn comes in and tries to make some sense of some of the changes and, you know, what's been happening with Uranus and Taurus and what can we do with it that will help us and help us achieve our goals. This is Capricorn. The mountain goat wants to get to the top of the mountain, right? So there's a good time there to be looking at it and maybe making some sense out of it. After this, we go into a much softer mode with the moon in Capricorn as it sextiles retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 1:40 a.m. So, you know, kick back, relax, listen to some music, and just, you know, let yourself wander into dreamland. Saturday the 14th is also going to have the moon in Capricorn join the retrograde Pluto in Capricorn at 3:35 a.m. That's the last aspect. And again, it's going to be quite different when Pluto is back into Aquarius. But this is, if you remember, harken back to all those times I told you this in podcasts since 2008. This is where you can become obsessive. And you can become obsessive about those goals, those traditions, you know, what you think the consensus should be, what the government should be doing. So just, you know, it's good that you're, most of us are sleeping. West Coast, baby, up. Try not to get into too much interaction because you're in an emotional state with the moon and you're in a powerful obsessive with a conjunction to Pluto. The moon enters Aquarius at 3:53 a.m. Saturday, and here's where this magical ride begins. This is the day that Venus in Libra is going to be moving toward the trine to Jupiter in Gemini. Both of these are called benefics, meaning they bring good things to you. They're beneficial. Venus is the lesser. Jupiter is the larger, both planet size and in the amount of benefits you receive. But having them trine each other is like a magical moment that you can really feel as though you're, you know, really getting along well with the world in general, but also with others specifically. Is Venus in Libra, relationships. But this can be also creative thinking, expanded consciousness about relationship and what would be fair and just, you know, but it's all very up and flowing. And then that coming in exact on Sunday the 15th at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time gets to extend further into the day because the moon in Aquarius is moving to trine Jupiter until 2:05 p.m. Group energies, wonderfully expanded, humor. It's just, and for the individual alone, if you want to really like get into a topic that you're going to expand your mind and be futuristic in your thoughts, yes. This is it. And then the moon in Aquarius trines Venus in Libra until 3:09 p.m. on Sunday the 15th. And you will feel that energy through most of the rest of the day because it's not going to be until 1:04 a.m. on Monday that the unfortunate, not so good aspect is exact. That's Aquarius moon square retrograde Uranus and Taurus. So that's where the harmony begins to break down around values, finance, things that are going on with the earth, energy and the earth. you know, all of that is not in, you know, Uranus rules Aquarius. Rules again. I have to find that other word. That is helping a little bit with this fixed square. But still, it's just not easy. The Taurus energy is far more conservative than the Aquarian energies. And so we have seen that a lot out there, haven't we? But we can also find it within. 1:04 a.m. on Monday, that completes. And the moon enters Pisces at 5:39 a.m. Monday the 16th. So that's your week to prepare. And you've got a lovely weekend before you get into this week of the lunar eclipse. It's very serious. And, you know, affecting us in the house where it falls. You don't know where 25 Pisces is. You won't know the house where it falls. But that'll be where you're looking at issues of relationship and stability and delusion, stuff like that. But again, a regular podcast just for that alone. And in the week that is ahead, again, we have on Sunday, the sun enters Libra early morning, the 22nd. And then Venus enters Scorpio at 10:36 p.m. And so we'll be giving all the information about that in two podcasts, as I said, next time. So, best wishes for this week. Make great plans for the weekend to come, and I'll say goodbye for now.